the supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is the art of saying no. That was an interesting topic, and I invite you to listen to this till the end.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now alone, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Wednesday, is the first of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the third of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. After look at the calendar, we'll listen to chapter Al-An'am, verse 120. And of course, important points about this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمَ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ.
And leave what is apparent of sin and what is concealed thereof. Indeed, those who earn blame for sin will be recompensed for that which they used to commit.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is said that at the age of ignorance, some people believe that fornication was not a vice when it was done secretly, and it was considered a sin when it was committed manifestly. Even now, in the present century, there are some persons who have practically accepted this logic of age of ignorance, and they fear committing only the outward sins. Such people, having no feeling of incommodity, easily commit some hidden sins. The mentioned verse seriously condemns this logic.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Can you remember the topic of previous episode? There was the art of saying no. The first person you need to say no is yourself. Say no to kids, spouses, family, and work colleagues in a nice, firm, gentle way. After all, saying no is really about how much you value your time and space. As Allah tells us in chapter Al-Asr in the Holy Quran, a productive Muslim has to use their time wisely. For example, what happens when you take a kid to a shopping center? We know they will always find something they would like to have. Is it wise to continuously say yes and give in to every request? Okay. You may think it might avoid the tantrums and the screaming in the short run. However, doing so over a long period of time would result in a child who is spoiled and undisciplined.
Of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the art of saying no. So, dear brothers and sisters, we have been talking about this concept that saying no is not an easy thing, but we as Muslim, as a duty-bound person, we need to sometimes use this answer to have it at our hand, available and very cash, to say no to a person. But we have to understand that saying no does not mean to end a story and to end something up with that there is no way to enter into it again. Suppose that you are leading a company or an organization. So when you want to say no, you have to say it in a way that your colleagues or your staff don't think that this saying no is something that is going to oppose them in person. No, this no is sometime is going to actually to rebuild something new. And sometimes this no that you are saying is quite good and actually quite pleasant for their own selves. But since they have not yet understood and they don't have the info that you have it, they might not be able to digest the answer that you are giving. So what is the best way to say this no? I think we have to now work on the way to say this no. What kind of way can we choose to say it quite politely and in order to not humiliate the other side and the other person who is in front of us? So we have to be very careful in saying this no, but it does not mean this care and carefulness drive us to something, to a bad decision, not to say yes instead.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Think about this phrase, no is the new yes. What does it mean? People will appreciate you much more once you can give them your undivided attention if you said no to other requests. Your home life will be better and inshallah your career will soar. You can focus on doing things you love instead of always focusing on obligations. If you have never said no, here is a quick exercise. Start off by practicing saying no quietly and then gradually increase the intensity till you are saying no aloud. Introduce some R gestures to push away what is no longer acceptable to you. Then begin to decrease the intensity of the volume till it's almost a whisper. You should now be able to say no confidently and quietly.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
This is today's special on how to say no without feeling guilty. Understand people's tactics. Many people and organizations use manipulation techniques, whether knowingly or not. For example, think about when you get a solicitation for a donation to a charity and there are forced options. Would you like to donate $10, $20, $30, or X amount? Another tactic. Most people donate $20. How much would you like to donate? This relies on social pressure. Set boundaries. People sometimes have a hard time saying no because they haven't taken the time to evaluate their relationships and understand their role within their relationship. When you truly understand the dynamic and your role, you won't feel as worried about the consequences of saying no.
What do you do in the heat of it? Well, you ask some questions. Number one, what's the source of this offer? Where did this come from? Is this offer from God or is it from someone else? Must be from the devil. What's the source of it? And some things, the source of which will be very evident, you'll know. God, listen, watch this. God would never tempt you to do evil. Never. Under no condition would he ever tempt you to do wrong. Under any condition. So if it's a temptation to commit sin, it is not from God. So you know right up front, this is not coming from God. And you watch this. When people get in situations like that, they don't want to think about God. They just want to think about the moment and what this means to me and what this will do for me for the moment. And you see people who are spiritually blind, living in sin, do not see things in reality. They don't. They see them on the basis of what they want, what they desire. Lust of the flesh, the pride of life. So the first question is, what's the source of this offer? The second one is this. Watch this one. What are the requirements of this offer? And this is a trap. What are the requirements of this offer? And sometimes it may appear that the requirement is just to do this or just to do that, or make this decision or make that decision. But the requirements are more than that. Sometimes the requirement is lay down your conviction in the area of sex. Lay down your conviction in the area of money. Lay down your conviction in the area of your occupation. In other words, what's required of me? If you are a person who is honest and obedient, you have to give up something to sin against God. You have to give up your honesty. Or you give up your purity. You give up your integrity. That is, listen, sin is not cheap. You never have sin with no expense. Never. Remember that. Sin is always expensive. It may appear to some people that it's not expensive, but it is expensive.
The topic of this episode of today's special was the art of saying no, inshallah. We continue to speak and learn more and more about this interesting topic. Till then, Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam and congratulations on the start of the month of Sha'ban. Here is a bezel of wisdom from the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, who was born in this blessed month. Sitting with the intelligent is a sign of success. Disputation with other than the disbelievers is a sign of ignorance, while a sign of a scholar is his self-criticism of his sayings and his acquaintance with the various hypotheses.
Thank you. take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the order of the universe, the nazm and the order existent in the universe. This is a subject which has been alluded to in many, many places in our religious text, in our scriptures, the Quran and the hadith. And it is actually a proof for God's existence. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam Baqir alayhi salam, said the following with regards to the following verse of Allah Most High. The verse in question is the following: but whoever has been blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter. The Imam said, whoever does not see that there is a great creator behind the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternating night and day, the orbits of the sun and the moon, and all the other wondrous signs, will be blind in the hereafter. Meaning, if somebody doesn't look at these signs and conclude from them, if somebody doesn't look at the order of the universe and conclude from it that there must be somebody behind this order who has created this world and who has given it this beautiful order, then this person will be, you know, blind in the hereafter. Blind in the hereafter, you know, it's a reference to the fact that this person, he didn't believe in God in the hereafter, in this world. He didn't believe in God in this world, and he couldn't see God with the eye of his intellect, you know, by looking at these various signs. So there's no reason why God would allow him to, this truth, this verity, it will be manifested in the hereafter, and it will appear in the hereafter as his blindness. He will come to God, but he won't be able to see him, just like he couldn't see him in this world, right? Even though God is present everywhere, similarly, God will be present in the hereafter, in the mahshar, but this person won't be able to see him, and won't be able to recognize him. Then the Imam, in continuation, he said the following: this means he is blind to what he did not witness, and even more astray from the right way. In a similar tradition, it's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he said, if you saw a single door on its own from what normally comprises a pair of doors, with a protruding attachment, would you ever imagine that this single door with a protrusion was created in such a way without purpose? No, rather, you would certainly know that it was made in such a way to connect with another part, thus comprising the pair and providing a purpose for the protrusion. So you would expose the other component in order to unite it with the first one and hence reach a useful purpose in the same way you find a male animal, as if he is a part of a pair equipped for its female partner, and they unite in order to procreate and preserve the human race. So destroyed, defeated, and wretched are the claimants of philosophy. How did their hearts get blinded from this wonderful creation so as to deny the organization and purpose in it? Thank you for joining us here on The Key. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at order and its allusion and indication to the existence of God as the one who has ordered the universe. In the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. Here today we have some of the students of Sevier International School again, Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, Hassan? Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir, Fawad? Are you alright?
Alhamdulillah.
Salaam alaikum. Welcome, brothers. Today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll work on one of the verses, one of the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is kind of, we're close to finish Surah Al-Baqarah, right?
Yes. Just
one more ayah. So, ayah
285
of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 49. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Please hold your Qurans, okay? Turn to page 49, ayah 285 of Surah Al-Baqarah. We will, everybody will, inshallah, listen to the recitation once, then we'll continue our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Aamana ar-Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min Rabbihi wal mu'minun. كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.
That was great. I will have a recitation.
Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and Fawad. Here, they will recite after me, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you. You should practice as well, okay? Then we'll have a short explanation. Then we'll go to the very important tajweed rules. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون
كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله
كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله
كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله
كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله
وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير
وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. The apostle, the prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has faith, believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون and all the faithful كل آمن بالله all of them, each of them has faith in Allah. Is that right?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, we're mu'mins. Mu'minun, right?
Yes.
Okay, we believe. So, وملائكته believe in Allah and His angels وكتبه His scriptures, his books, divine books. وَرُسُولِهِ And his apostles or messengers or prophets. They declare, the mu'minun, okay? The mu'minun declare, they confess, that لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُولِهِ That we make no distinction between any of his apostles. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا And they say, we hear and obey. غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا Our Lord, forgive us. وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ And towards you is the return. We'll get back to you. This ayah says a very important point, okay? Maybe there are some Muslims, maybe we have, that they believe in the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they do not believe in Christianity. They do not believe in Judaism. They say, well, Prophet Isa, okay, he was a prophet, but he was not my prophet. So he's prophet of Christians, so I don't believe in him. Maybe they think this way, yes? But the fact is that لَا نُفَرِقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ We have to believe in all the prophets of Allah Almighty, the same. He is sent by Allah Almighty, I believe in him. So we Muslims, if a Muslim does not believe in Prophet Isa alayhi salam as a prophet of Allah, he's not a Muslim. Okay? This is our religion, okay? That we believe in all the other prophets before our prophet. Got it? He is our prophet. We love him. We celebrate his birthday. will celebrate like the day he was appointed. Okay, yes. So he is our prophet as well, but he was before our prophet. Of course, we believe in him. He had the teachings of Allah Almighty. Our prophet had the teachings of Allah Almighty as well, right? Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the prophet of Judaism, okay, the Jews, okay, he was as well a prophet of Allah Almighty. They were actually among the Ulul Azm prophets.
Yeah.
Right? The five Ulul Azm prophets. So, guys, والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله. So, believing in Allah Almighty, in angels, in the books, we do respect the divine books, we do respect the prophets, everything. We love Bible, okay? The true Bible. Still, the Bible that they have, we respect, okay? There is no disrespect from Muslims, okay? So, guys, inshallah, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book. There are more explanations, more details, okay? I want you, inshallah, to learn them as well.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Brothers and sisters, now we'll move on with the Tajweed rules. Stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. So many important rules are here, we'll mention. But they are easy. Yeah, Fawad?
Yes.
Okay. Aman al-Rasul. The very first important point is the pronunciation of the letter?
Hamza.
Hamza. Then the letter? Ra. It has a heavy sound because it has a fatha.
Yeah.
Aman al-Rasul. Don't say آمن الرسول الرسول no. رسول heavy sound. بما is that a wajib mat?
No,
it's not. Why? The hamza is not in the word بما. It's in another word. That's right. بما yes. أنزل. You can stretch the sound of بما for 6 counts, 4 counts, or 2 counts. It's up to you. بما أنزل, right?
Yes.
The next rule, the second point, Ali Nasir, إخفى. That should be إخفى. On the word?
أنزل.
Nun ساكن plus زا tells إخفى. You the rule إخفى. 4 groups of letters. We have the rule of the letters for the rule إدغام, يرملون letters, the letters for the rule إلهار,
throat letters,
and the letter for the rule
إقلاب.
One letter is there. با. And the rest of the letters must be categorized in the category of إخفاء letters. Okay. We should hide the sound of the noon or the tanween. بما أنزل أنزل. Right?
Yes.
Okay. إليه من ربه. Aha. Noon ساكن. من ربه. Ra is amongst the يرملون letters. The rule
is
the غام must be applied. Mir Rabbihi. Rab also a heavy sound.
Right? Yes.
Merge the sound of noon with Ra. Mir Rabbihi. Kul wal mu'minun. Aha. Rabbihi has a stretched ya. Rabbihi wal mu'minun. You can stop here or continue. Jais.
Yeah.
It's okay. There is no priority to stopping over continuing, okay?
Both
or just the opposite. Both are the same. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Go on, right?
Yes.
كُلٌّ آمَنَ. The next rule tells you, we have the rule إِظْهَار as well here. Yes?
Yes.
Throat letters. Hamza is throat letter, from yeah. throat letters, yes? Yeah. Hamza. Ha. Ha. Kha. عين. These 6 letters are like when you pronounce them, the sound comes from your throat. Right?
Yes.
So there are three letters. So if you have one of these six letters after the tanween or nun sakin, you should clearly pronounce the sound of the tanween or nun sakin. There is no merging, no changing, no hiding. Kullun amana, un sound clearly. Kullun amana billahi wa mala billahi. We've mentioned this rule a lot, okay? The rule of the pronunciation of the letter lam in the word Allah. If you have a kasra sound,
pronounce lightly.
Pronounce it lightly. If you have a dhamma or fatha sound before the word Allah, pronounce the lam
heavily.
Now, do you have a kasra or fatha? Or dhamma?
Kasra.
Billahi, right? Kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi. Malaikatihi, the mad is wajib, right?
Yes.
Because malaika, hamza, and alif mad, both are in the same word. Malaikatihi, six count. Wa kutubihi, e sound. Stretched, yeah. Right? Wa rusulihi.
وَكُتُوبِهِ
وَرُسُولِهِ Yes. لَا نُفَرِّقُ Aha. Make sure you do not make this mistake. Some of the students make this mistake. They say لَا نُفَرِّقُ Instead of saying لَا نُفَرِّقُ they say لَا نُفَرِّقُ The meaning completely changes. If you say لَا نُفَرِّقُ do not stretch the sound because it has alif mad, okay? If you say لَا نُفَرِّقُ it means we for sure we make distinction between the prophets. I don't like this prophet, I like this prophet. This is wrong belief, yes?
Because لَا means no.
لَا means no, we don't make any distinction. All the prophets are the prophets of Islam. We love all of them. All the prophets of prophets are the prophets of Allah Almighty. Allah. We love all of them, no yes. distinction. So be careful, okay? In the word لَا A lot of students make this mistake. The word la. So. بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُّسُولِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا The pronunciation of ra, it's so important. وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ That's all. May Allah Almighty forgive us, inshallah. Because we all will return back to Him, right?
Yes.
So. Guys, refer to the Tafasir book for information, for more details, inshallah, about the Tafsir interpretations. But the Tajweed rules, alhamdulillah, we mentioned, practice them, inshallah. Hassan Hussein Fawad Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No, sir. Okay, great. See you in the next session. Stay with the IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua al-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. اشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين. So that I move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost. So that I hurry to you among the prominent. وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين. So that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين. So that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere, وَأَخَافَ كَمَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ, so that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction, وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and gather with the believers in your nearness. We said that the exemplar of mu'min, the true meaning of mu'min, is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us to ask from the Almighty Allah to be with true mu'min in the hereafter. Now, what is the meaning of Ahlul Bayt that we say they are the exemplar of true mu'min, the meaning of mu'min? Let's refer to the Holy Quran to see what the meaning of Ahlul Bayt is. In the 33rd verse of this Quranic chapter, Ahzab, we read, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَتْهِيرًا. Allah only desires to keep away the uncleanness from you, O people of household, O Ahlul Bayt, and to purify you with a thorough purifying. Now, the pronoun kum, meaning you in Arabic, does not obviously refer to the wives of the Holy Prophet. And this is what we know for sure. Although they knew that the Holy Prophet's wives, including Aisha, and a group of their own scholars considered Imam Ali alayhi salam, Lady Fatima, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and the infallible Imams from the offspring of Imam Hussein as the members of the Ahlul Bayt, their enmity with the Shi'is motivated them to distort the truth, to please the Abbasi and Bani Umayya rulers. These people are the ones who intended to create a deviation in the Muslims' opinion.
My limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you, and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
Numerous narrators have reported that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned Imam Ali ﷺ, Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the infallible Imams from Imam Hussein's issue as the Ahlul Bayt. Those narrators are different, but the most reliable books of Sunni scholars have also recorded the true meaning of Ahlul Bayt as reported by those narrators. Shi'i scholars too, by relying on the Holy Quran and the previous narrations, as well as their own authentic books, attach their hearts to the Ahlul Bayt. They consider them as the true leaders and successors of the Holy Prophet. That is because they have understood the true meaning of Ahlul Bayt. That is why obeying the Ahlul Bayt is deemed obligatory and a means for salvation in this world and hereafter. So, we will only mention one narration because we assume that would be appropriate and that would suffice for our discussion in this episode for the true meaning of believers and the Ahlul Bayt. One of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, I heard from Hussein ibn Ali and prophets in the Prophet's mosque that at the time of his father Ali, he was saying, I have heard the saying of Allah's messenger, Ala inna ahla bayti amanul lakum. Behold, my Ahlul Bayt are security and mercy for you. فَأَحِبُّهُمْ لِحُبِّي. Therefore love them for my sake. وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِمْ لَن تَضِلُّوا. And resort to them so that you will never go astray. عَلِيٌّ وَسِبْطَاي وَتِسْعَةٌ مِنْ وُلْدِ الْحُسَيْنِ. These are Ali, my two grandsons, and the nine born of Hussein, who are trustworthy and infallible imams. أَئِمَّةٌ أُمَنَاء مَعْصُومُونَ. They are infallibles. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي وَعِتْرَتِي. Be aware, behold, that they are my Ahlul Bayt and my honor. Min lahmi wa dami. They are from my flesh and my blood. Now, it is clear that the Shi'is, by relying on the Holy Quran and traditions, resort to the Ahlul Bayt and accept their imamah. That is why they are following these Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. And they have evident proof based on the books written by both Shi'i and Sunni scholars. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause as I need you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray five times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini l-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic rules or laws about purity according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Hariri, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Hariri, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad for 4 years